Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Now back to the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN at 92.5. The Davis Mills, Houston Texans quarterback, about to make his second start this season, doing it against a very good defense. We'll talk to a Bills beat writer a little bit later on to talk to us about how good Buffalo's been. I'm worried about the kid, though, Davis Mills, and being joined now by Stanford Steve. You can see him on SportsCenter all the time with Van Pelt, also host of the Stanford Steve and the Bear podcast. Stanford Steve, we were just talking about our very own Stanford Davis Mills. How much do you know of the guy? Do you like the guy as an NFL quarterback?
Well, last year I was planning on Davis Mills being back at Stanford, but he went out and balled out, and I still think back to last year's Oregon game where he had a false positive COVID test, which forced him not to be able to play in that game. And I honestly believe if he plays in that game, Stanford beats Oregon, and Stanford has a chance to win the Pac-12. I think really highly of him. Obviously, a tough situation, and what he's in Houston, you know, kind of being thrown to the wolves with all you guys. With all that you guys have going on down there, but I love his poise. He's seen a lot. He didn't really, you know, he's seen a lot last year in circumstances. They obviously played all those road games, so they were up against it in that context. But you know, it's a big spot. He didn't play a lot of football. You know, he battled injuries. He was a huge recruit. But last year when he got the ball, man, he made the most of it, and I was totally impressed with him. Really happy for him with the opportunity he has.
Steve, when you look at it, it's not just about Davis Mills. You kind of chuckled a little bit in what we got going on down here, and I'm interested from a national perspective as you look at this Texans franchise, what Bill O'Brien did, what he left behind, the head coach, the first-time general manager, the trade of DeAndre Hopkins. Basically, we get the perception that everybody thinks they're the laughingstock of the NFL. What do you see when you look at this franchise in terms of where it's at and where it's going?
It's tough, man. You know, a lot of that stuff where you hear about the negativity around the organization is a lot of stuff that's going on behind closed doors. So, you know, now in the world of, you know, we have sources here and sources there, it's really, really hard to believe somebody. Not hard to get news out there, you know. Everybody wants to be first with their news. That doesn't make sure, you know, that doesn't ensure that, you know, you're right with your news, you know, with social media and all that stuff. So, it's a real, real tough dynamic, and I'm sure those guys are really happy to get some football going and get on the field and try and prove themselves in that way, because obviously what helps a lot is the ability to win some games, and we thought they had that chance week one, and they got it, and I don't think, you know, you got to try and build from that, you know, first-year head coach, but, you know, going up to Buffalo in this scenario is not the best kind of way to find some positivity around organization the way Buffalo's playing, that's for sure.
The one and only Stanford Steve joining the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. And you bring up everybody wants to be first in the media. And this is something we kick around almost daily, and Joel's getting tired of it, is the Deshaun Watson factor and the fatigue that everybody has in the city about Deshaun Watson. Yet, you get, you know, Jay Glazer on the Sunday kickoff shows on Fox talking about how there's a new trade rumor. Mike Florio talks about it every single day as well. In your opinion, is there a team in the NFL that would trade for a guy with 22 civil cases pending and the possibility of criminal charges being filed at the drop of a hat?
I don't see how, especially with the price tag, they're asking for. So I don't see that scenario. With so much unknown, and you mentioned the numbers and cases against them, so I that's a tough. I mean, you talk about tough dynamics. That's number one at the top of the list for sure.
All right, Steve, let me make it a little easier for you, because you know what? First of all, I'm tired as all get out of talking about Deshaun Watson, and also I'm intrigued. Everybody knows you from being with SVP. I want to know how it came to that point. Like, I know your college football. I know and follow you in terms of from the wager world, but how did it all come about? Where was it, the relationship with Scott Van Pelt first? Was it the fact that you guys became friends because you had this opportunity? How did it all evolve into getting you to be basically Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson in nighttime sports TV?
Well, it goes back a while. I'd say over 10 years ago, I was the producer of the College Game Day radio show at ESPN Radio, and Ryan Russillo was my host.
Yep.
And Ryan and I, you know, I spent more time with Ryan on the road every week traveling for Game Day than I did with my family. We knew our ins and outs, and Ryan would still do the show Monday through Friday with Scott. So, you know, on Mondays, I would get out of the weekly College Game Day meeting and go over to their studio, and, you know, he and Scott were prepping for their show, and, you know, we developed a friendship there of, you know, I always said, you know, that dynamic with SVP and Russillo, we're different. You know, we weren't really in the hot take, business where, you know, we read a headline and we spouted off about it. We were game watchers, man. We still are. We pride ourselves on that and watching the games and giving an honest opinion from watching the games. And I think that togetherness formed a really good friendship between the three of us. And I ended up taking over, producing the SVP and Russillo show. And then, you know, TV came to Scott with this dynamic and he said, I want you to come with me. I got this, you know, idea, whether it's the bad beats or the where in the world is an SVP. And it's all to Scott's credit. He said he was going to do it as far as Bad Beach and getting that gambling world out there and showing the people what we wanted to do. And, you know, I took the opportunity with him and haven't looked back since.
That's awesome, man. That wasn't your cabin, right, then, when you were traveling with Russillo?
No.
Just kidding, man.
Stanford Steve is our guest on the HRMP guest line. And look, to be a game watcher, to start the segment there, the Bad Beach, you have to be somebody that's willing to throw down some wagers, too. Whenever you're starting to take a look at some of those bets at the beginning of each and every week, what are a couple of things that you look for? What's your way of going about it?
I always try and look at the situation of what lines up for that game, whether it's a Friday night, a Saturday, you know, even a Sunday NFL-wise. I think there's a lot to tell from what a team did the week prior, possibly what's at stake the week ahead of them, you know, what they've played like at home. I look at a scenario in college football now where we're still seeing it, and I think it's a major factor. There's three top 12 teams in the country this week that are going on the road for the first time in front of fans in, say, 2 years. And you talk about the youth and the overturn of these rosters nowadays, and Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Ole Miss are top 12 teams going on the road to play in front of hostile fans for the first time. I think that means something. It makes me, you know, second guess whether, you know, what the point spread is with that underdog. You know, look at Oklahoma. You know, have not been impressed at all. Lincoln Riley be the first person to tell you. And here they go on the road in a conference game giving double digits to a team that's beat them two times in a row. I don't want any part of that game. I don't want to put any kind of money on that game. We're in a scenario that brings that with Oklahoma having and struggles and, you know, trying to meet those expectations that might be, you know, unrealistic, but that's the world we live in now. So it's just things like that, and the situation is the most important to me.
Steve, when you look at the landscape of college football this year, it's different than what we've seen in years past. There was pretty much a clear-cut top one, top four, and you could say the powers. Do you like the parity this year that it's basically wide open and maybe Alabama is sitting above everybody else? Or do you prefer it when it's more clear-cut that we know definitively there's four or five teams that are going to be in the mix at the end?
I think it's really healthy for the sport to give other teams opportunity. You know, I look at Cincinnati's team. I looked at the beginning of the season, and I saw a road that possibly could happen. Now, what needs to happen? They still need some Power 5 teams to get knocked off that are undefeated, say a Oregon, say a Oklahoma, you know, like that. So I think it's good to keep interest that from a national level. You know, you got Oregon team all the way up in the Pacific Northwest who has an unbelievable fan base. Mm-hmm. But, you know, last week they're on at 10:30 at night against Arizona, who's probably the worst team in the Pac-12, and they're struggling. It's a one-score game in the fourth quarter. People on the East Coast wake up the next morning. What the heck happened to Oregon? you know, here I am staying up watching the game and feeling like it's a letdown spot because, you know, they've seen Arizona on tape. There's not a lot to like there, and they think they're just going to roll over them. So it's the whole dynamic of college football. There's so much that goes into it with emotional levels and all that. So I love the idea that more teams have an opportunity this year. That's all I ask. That's why I think that the playoff needs to be expanded, because we need opportunity to keep this sport going, to keep it growing.
That's where I was going next. If you believe in what you're saying in parity, then you believe in expansion. How much is too much on expansion? Do you want 8 games? Do you want 12 games? Teams.
It doesn't matter. We got to have a road for other conferences. That's all I care about. If there's 8 teams and there's 3 SEC, fine. They'll match it up where they can't play, you know, in the final. So I just think we need more. I think the Group of Five deserves an opportunity. And I keep saying opportunity because that's there's not a possibility. It's the opportunity right there where it's black and white. Hey, you win your conference, you got a line in the bracket, you know. So it's that where I'm good with 8. I mean, I've heard with 12. I'd be good with 6. Whatever. I just think we need more to guarantee more opportunity for others.
Stanford Steve joining us on the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Steve, is there a second favorite sport that you enjoy betting?
I really like my favorite pro sport is probably golf majors. Huh. Just growing and appreciating that sport as I get older. I love looking at those odds before, knowing what's at stake, who's won it before, who's had success at the course. And now, in the world we live in with the updated odds, like after the cuts made, I love looking at those numbers and picking winners from there. And, you know, who's in striking distance, you know, who's playing, you know, later in the day, who they paired with. I really think golf has, we saw with the Ryder Cup how big of a deal that was. So popularity-wise, I think that's a growing thing there.
I got to ask you, Steve, on top of all that, I love the fact that you do you be you, and the fact that you're on TV, you still, your T-shirt game is off the charts, and you don't feel like you got to be the starchy, stiff guy on SportsCenter. How did that all come about?
It's kind of grown into something that I was not expecting. When I was in college and playing at Stanford, you know, the number one place I hung out was the equipment room. I still talk to my equipment manager from back in the day, you know, every couple of weeks checking in. It's just, I think those are the most loyal guys in the business. They've seen it all. And that's, you know, the first places I would go on college game day when I travel, go to the equipment room, introduce myself. Hey, this is what we're doing. We're going to be out in this quad, you know, good places to eat. You know, get suggestions there, and then it just started growing. Hey, here's some T-shirts. Here's this. Here's that. And, you know, you start developing these relationships. And with SC Spirit of Phil, we used to do the helmets on the desk, so that turned into me sending it out to colleges. And, you know, all the small schools love, you know, being shown on TV. So that's what it's grown into. It's grown from helmets to T-shirts to that, to putting somebody underneath the sport coat to show appreciation, show some love, and you know, I know everybody's watching and just trying to say hi in a way that only I could with the opportunity I have.
Spoken from a true gear whore like myself, there is nothing wrong with getting as much gear as possible. And if it's free, I'll take 3. I love it. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Stanford, thanks so much for making the time, talking to us today, and hope to catch up again down the road.
I appreciate it, guys. Good luck.
That was awesome. Stanford yeah. Steve, you can follow him on Twitter at StanfordSteve82. He's also the host of the podcast Stanford Steve and the Bear.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. we do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.